Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Oh, that was nice. That was welcoming, Alex.
Well, I wanted to say open your holes, but I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah. This podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Couples Therapy. I'm Naomi.
And I'm Andy.
And we're a real-life couple.
A real-life couple of comedians.
And on Couples Therapy in quarantine, we answer a couple of questions from a couple different listeners. Yeah, we do. We do.
That was fun energy.
I just thought I would jazz it up, you know what I mean? Because you and I are both a little sleep-deprived.
A little.
It's been
a fucking week.
Just of not sleeping. And then also Mabel had her surgery. And I just want to, you know, I'm talking about Mabel's surgery because it's a message to all women. All right. Mabel had a mammary tumor removed. And you have got to remember, ladies, to check your breasts. You've got to check your breasts.
All eight of them.
If you're Mabel, check all eight. Okay. If you're human, you just got two. No excuses. So.
Unless. You're the woman from Total Recall, in which case you have three.
You have three. That's true. That's literally the only thing I remember about that movie.
No.
And I remember being like, am I a pervert? Like when I was a child. I was like, because I remember that.
I remember that, and I remember the little guy that lives inside the bigger guy's chest.
Ooh, I don't even remember that. I like, literally only see boobs think of that movie.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know. I only remember the boobs.
My brain's destroyed. I posted a picture of Link lost in the lost woods on Breath of the Wild today and said, this is my brain 355 days into Quar. We are taping this on day 355.
We're taping this on day 355.
This intro. And I can't think a goddamn single thought. Also, this last week has been stressful. Mabel's surgery. She's fine. She's
going to make it through.
Come out the other end. Great.
She's almost too good because her ass should not be jumping around. And Mabel is just hop, skipping, and jumping. I said, don't you pull these stitches on day one of recovery.
Yeah, and we scream that at
but
her.
But she is.
Mabel did not understand.
But she's like feeling okay, so which is wonderful. But I'm like, Maybelline.
But, yeah. But Naomi, I got to tell you, approaching 1 year in quarantine, my brain is just sand through a sieve.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what you might want to do? If you're feeling like a little loose, a little addled, but you just kind of like want to not think about it, you should subscribe to my new podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie. And that is co-hosted by me and Megan Gailey, comedian extraordinaire. And we watch and break down Lifetime movies. We talk to the writers and the actors from the movies. We got clips. This is sanctioned by Lifetime, honey. We are sanctioned. We are off the rails. It is fun. I believe our first episode is a movie called Sleepwalking in Suburbia, about a woman who has sex with her neighbor while sleepwalking and gets pregnant with his baby. Come on.
That also sounds like it could be an indie film from 1998.
It honestly has that energy. It has that, like, shoestring budget, old-timey energy. So perhaps.
By the way,
you guys should look for us. I Love a Lifetime Movie, baby. rate, review, subscribe.
Call Mark Maron, because that was a stamps.com expert segue from us chatting into a plug.
Well, I just can't, you know, the fact that I have this other podcast, Andy's, you know, like, I was like, am I cheating on my husband by having another podcast? You know, I was so concerned. But I know that, you know, to have another podcast in this economy in 2021.
You have to. You want to make ends meet? You got to have 2 to 3 podcasts.
If you want to make ends meet, you need 2 to 3 podcasts. And so I just feel honored, and I just want people to know about it. It's also just so very different from what you and I do, but it still involves me popping off the mouth, you know? So if you like that, you'll love this new pod.
Speaking about us popping off at the mouth.
Woo, baby.
Today's episode, we are popping off at the mouth with a delightful, delightful guest.
Okay, you will be able to hear in this interview how obsessed I am with our guest, how I was clearly crushing, how I was like, can we please be friends? You guys, you've already heard their dulcet tones. We are talking to Alex Newell, okay? Actor, recording artist, Alex Newell. You may know Alex from the TV show Glee. Now on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, for which they've been nominated for a Critics' Choice Award.
Damn.
Hello. Also, Alex was like, oh my God, such an amazing voice, so buttery. They've got singles out. You need to get them. The point is, Alex is
all of it. And
we ain't
talking craft.
We ain't talking craft singles, baby. We talking number one singles. And it was just very exciting. I do watch Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I do. It's like
you were very thirsty, I think, if I can remember correctly. We recorded this a while ago. We record these in
Andy,
batches.
Andy, I already said that.
Are we pulling back the curtain too much?
Yeah, I already said I was like, I was gushing. And now you're like, you were thirsty, if I remember correctly. It's like, yeah, okay. I was, and perhaps that was a turnoff. This is why I don't like liking people, because I don't know how to act normal when I like somebody. I just truly, truly don't, okay? And it's like, this is why I never want to interview people who I actually like, because I don't know how to be cool. So anyway.
Hey, before we get into this episode, though, 2 pieces of housekeeping. I'm sorry, David, that was very funny. I'm still laughing. Almost every Wednesday, we do a Twitch show.
Yes, indeed.
We do a free show on Twitch, twitch.tv/couplestherapypod. Naomi and myself, Gavin with the CTQC, which is the Couples Therapy Quarantine Crew. And it is one of the highlights of my week, I got
to
say.
It really is about rebuilding, rebirth. Andy doesn't want me to call it a cult, but that's what I like to think of it as. I yell about what I hate. Andy gives us a new bit or a new video that's always hysterical. This past week, he showed us a trailer for Woody Allen's Manhattan that he made.
I would like to say I was on
tickles me pink.
I was on the Woody Allen's a disgusting piece of crap train way before anyone else. I was the conductor of that train.
I don't want us to overshadow Alex Newell right now. Okay, I need you guys to focus. The other thing before we get to Alex, okay, Dynasty Typewriter. Saturday, March 13th, 6 p.m. PST, 9 p.m. Eastern. Andrew and I will be celebrating or honoring 1 year in isolation.
That is the anniversary of the day we decided to start quarantining.
That was when LA went into lockdown. March 13th, 2020.
Yeah. So we are doing the Couples Therapy Quarantine Party /1 year in isolation. It's going to be an extravaganza, the likes of which have never been seen on these internet tubes.
On these internet tubes. We've got Sashir Zameda and Kenny DeForest, Dwayne Perkins and a friend. We will be answering your relationship questions if you send them in. We would love a short video from you, under 2 minutes, where you ask your question.
Landscape.
Oh, yeah. Andy says, hold your phone to landscape, okay? Also, if you don't want to show your face, if you don't want everybody to know, put on your mask. We all been walking around in masks for a year. Put a mask on. Change your voice. Drop an octave. We want to know. And you can send that video to couplestherapypod@gmail.com. Either way, whether you send a video or not,
hey,
check
I've
out.
I've got a question. I have this pit in my basement with a lot of lotion in it. How do I clean up all the lotion?
Either way, go to dynastytypewriter.com and grab your ticket for Saturday, March 13th. Okay, I am done. I am done plugging, because what I want is for you to experience Alex Newell and my thirstiness.
Roll it.
Alex, I'm such a big fan of you. I am gushing. I am crushing. And
thank you.
You are so great on Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. We had Jane on the show a while back, but I met her out here in LA. And that show, like, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist will warm my heart. I will have a tear. And I did not come there for that. Okay?
You didn't come far to stay and cry, but you are going to.
Exactly. So, Andy, I had to get that out. Because now that I've gushed, we can now proceed.
You can keep gushing.
I mean, you know, I'm here for a gush or two. A gusher, if you will. A snack and compliments.
Exactly.
What's your snack growing up? I'll ask the hard-hitting questions.
My snack growing up, you know, I was a whole, like, I almost said ho. I was a whole Parent Trap fan, so my snack was always, like, Oreos with peanut butter.
Oh, wow. I have never had that. Are we saying dipping the Oreo in the peanut butter?
No, because that's cross-contamination, and I grew up in a black household. You take a spoon and you scoop out some peanut butter to put it then onto the Oreo.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I get that. I grew up in a white household, but I am, what's the word I'm looking for? OCD-ish.
In
that area. I don't want to, I know it's now not proper to just say as a colloquialism, I'm a little OCD if you're a neat person, but having crumbs, I can't, when I was growing up, I couldn't let anything touch on the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't have, I couldn't even on a plate of food have cross contamination.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
Yeah, I just didn't want the repercussions of, like, my mother opening peanut butter and finding, like, little black dots in it. I didn't need that in my life.
Exactly. You were trying to live.
I was just trying to live. I was trying to survive my childhood. And I did. Barely. But I'm here.
But you hear, like, so you grew up in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
But which part? They're not really.
The North Shore.
Okay, but are there black people there?
I mean, yes.
Just in that neighborhood. I don't know. I've been there. It's like very, I don't know. I feel like Boston and like the surrounds are a little like.
I mean, different. Well, I'm from the North Shore. And so it's like the trickle effect. Like, I'm not from Dorchester. Mm-hmm. I'm not from Jamaica Plain. Couldn't be me. Not knocking either of those places. But I'm from like the nice suburb, not really a suburb, the city. Like there's Linfield and then there's Lynn, which is not Linfield where you have multi-million dollar homes. Okay. I think my house did not cost any of that money. but there were enough black people that I went to black church. So there's that.
Right.
There's that.
It was like, I grew up in Reading, Pennsylvania, and there were enough Jews for different synagogues. So that's the thing. If you have enough of whatever your group
for
is.
For difference.
Yes,
if
exactly.
If you have enough of whatever your group is to have a church or a synagogue or a mosque or whatever.
Right.
Right. That's how you know there's like a critical mass.
A critical mass. Enough a to critical survive. Mass. Yes. But
y'all speak in knowledge.
So, you know, growing up, the Massachusetts life, the voice of an angel, the gift. Okay, the gift you were given. Were you from the jump? Like, were you a precocious child? Because part of my heart imagines you were a bit precocious.
I mean, yes, I was very precocious, like extremely precocious. I mean, like, I ran away from my mother when I was 2 to get on a stage and sing.
What stage?
Well, we had our state fair. Ooh, where did that come from? We had our state fair, and I always went, and she went to go get me a juice box. I saw somebody on stage with a microphone, and I said, let me just run up there and get that, because that seems like fun for me.
I know you were 2, but like describe the state fair for me, because I just want to know the version I have in my head is like Dunk Tank. And
Dunk Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elephant ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
Funnel cake.
Yes.
Yeah, funnel cake.
Yes. It's a state affair. where the Clydesdale, you know, those big old horses, trot trot, that was the main attraction. And then we had like the who grew the biggest pumpkin this year.
Oh my god, that's sweet. That's sweet. That's tender.
That's like TV small town. And it's right town. Around
exactly.
Yes, TV. It's like right around a Columbus Day, so you know it's frigid. It's right. A little cold. It's a little nippy out.
Yeah, really just autumn colors. So you know, in couples therapy, like, we will be answering relationship questions. So, you know, we like the listeners to know where you're at, where you're coming from when you tell them how to live. And so, what kind of relationship person are you? Do you
go into every detail, every person you've ever dated, every person you've ever loved in a romantic way? We're just going to go from start to finish. Can I be honest with both of you? My brain's broken. I just want to put that out there.
Interesting.
I want to put that out there.
That's okay.
So that you don't expect much of me.
Andy, I told you we had company. Don't you be embarrassing me in front of Alex.
Darling, my brain has been broken since early 2001.
Early 2001. Okay.
Early 2001. I have been playing other people half of my life. I don't know who I am anymore.
Are you like Peter Sellers? Like the...
Who is that?
Famous character actor in the 70s who was told, like, apparently he, like, when he was in downtime, like, there was no him. He was just, like, these different characters. And then when... Obviously, this is not you because you're a very personable person right now.
Stop it. Stop it. Tell me more.
I told you we're going to gush.
We're going to gush. but, yeah, like, do you try to... Do you keep a boo? Do you just say, I don't love these hoes, I'm trying to work? Like, what's kind of your approach?
You know, Grandma Susie, who I call myself, is trying to settle on down because... it's not an old age, but 30 is vastly approaching, and I'm the product of a single parent with a dead father and an only child.
That's, yes, yes, yes.
I'm looking at 30 down a good old barrel, long lens directly on my face, just like, my last relationship, you know, at the beginning, I thought he was the one. I surely thought that he wasn't. He quickly showed me that he wasn't. Speaking of the state fair, the state fair was like the thing that I brought him to. And it was like, I saw the writing on the wall and I was just like, this is actually over. And it had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with him.
Wow. What can you say? What went down at the fair?
Nothing. It was a phenomenal time. The pictures were lovely. The ambiance was amazing. I looked cute as fuck. My mom was there. She was in for the Clydesdales the entire time. I brought two of my best friends at the time. And then he wanted to go and it was just like a whole 180. And I was just like, this has nothing to do with me. You have your own emotional baggage that you need to work through right now. And all I can do is take you to the train station, darling.
Wait, let's dig into this. Did he have a problem? No, because like, did this guy have a problem with the fair? Was there something where like suddenly, because in my mind, again, this is like a movie or a TV show or something like that, where like, from this guy's point of view, he's at the fair and suddenly something like he has a flashback and can't handle that. Like there's a Clydesdale in his past, a Clydesdale.
Right.
He was beat up by a Clydesdale in school or something.
I mean, I have no idea. It was so strange that it literally was like someone clicked on a switch and he was just like, I want to go home. And I was just like, okay, well, the train station is right there. Get in the car. I'll take you. We can take you home, babe. I tried. There was a lot of things. It was like, I'm not going. I'm going. I'm not going. I'm going. I'm going. And it was like a 4-hour drive that I drove from New York City to Massachusetts, which was cute. I do it in 2 hours because I have a lead foot. But... it was just like so strange. And then like at the end of the relationship, at like the very, very end where I was just like, okay, this is kind of nearing down and winding down. I realized that it just really was not me, no matter how hard. And I'm the person in the relationship. I'm very maternal. I'm very like, what do you need? How can I fix it? I'm also very selfish at the same time. I'm extremely selfish.
Well,
I'm a Leo and an only child. Like, what else could I be but selfish?
I understand. Yes.
I'm also very giving to my partner. And there was a point where I wasn't getting anything. And I was just like, okay, well, sir, goodbye. Thank you for your services. Do you need a form? Do you need to go see HR? Like, what do you need from me?
So like, but it sounds like you, when you realize that, like, you're not somebody, you weren't going to hold on and make it work. You were just like, I see it and I'm gone. Have you always been that decisive? Because I'm the kind of person, like, I would hold on for dear life, even if I knew good and well you were crazy. I would go down with your ass.
It's like a half and half. Like, yes, I did hold on, because I mean, like, this is a person that literally just fell off the face of the planet on Halloween once, and I didn't see for a day and a half. Like, wasn't texting me back, wasn't anything, and I had his dog, and I was just like... So you just gonna poof, evaporate into midair? And I kind of stayed. And then he said all the things that he thought that I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. But then me being the actor that I am, I was just like, you're literally bullshitting a bullshitter. And then my dumbass still had a full relationship with this man for another, like, extra 4-3 months.
Uh-huh.
So you guys are like... You're like the captain of the Titanic.
Oh, yeah. You want to move it away from the iceberg.
Because as soon as I got a tinge of how cold that water was, my black ass was out. Honey, as soon as I felt how really cold that water was, I'm the first one to be like, goodbye, jump ship. But I've been in other entanglements, that have been very hard to let go. Entanglements that have been very hard to let go, that kind of keep circling around and around. It's like a nice revolving door that it's fun in the moment, and then it's just like, whoa, you're crazy still.
I mean, do you have any, like, what are your red flags? You know how, like, when you, like, what are the things when you hear a person say or see them do where you're like, I gotta dip?
I take pause with any persons that can't see past, one, my career and who I am. That's a number one red flag. And two, anyone that drops little gems of jealousy throughout the relationship, like little little drops of jealousy of like, well, why didn't you text me today? I said, because I was working and I went directly into my bed and went to sleep. I apologize. And then it turns into a 3-hour conversation. And I'm just like, can I have a job? Can I work? Can I go to sleep? Can I exist outside of you as well? That's a red flag for me. Also, that's dark. Also,
Feel free to go.
I'm the man. I'm the provider. I'm I'm that. I said, sir, I make more than you.
Right.
So, who are you providing for? Because if you want to be the man and provide, I can keep my money in its separate bank account.
Yes.
Where it will accumulate and you can provide whatever you think that you can.
Right. Right.
Huh. Oh, that's so weird, because I would think, like, you're like 10 years younger than me and just like a couple years younger than Naomi. And I just like, I would think that like people would be less concerned with like gender roles, traditional gender roles.
Yeah, like the man provides.
Like if you're a millennial or a zoomer, like you're just like, yeah, whatever's whatever. Right. Anyone can be their provider. Anyone can be, you know, anyone can kill the wolves that are outside the cabin.
Kill the wolves.
Traditionally,
I'm not about to kill nobody's wolves.
I'm just saying that's a traditional masculine thing. You
kill the wolves.
You kill the wolves.
Kill the wolf. Actually, I could kill the wolf if I wanted to, but I'm not. No. I hear what you're saying, but also it's like the type of people that I date, I always tend to date older than me, and you would think that they had their together, but sometimes I just do not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes they just can't. You know what? Right. Not they do not. Sometimes they just can't have the mental capacity to have their stuff together.
Right. I went through that too. I remember like when I was in my mid, shortly before you, dear. I was like all about like an older man, because I was like, I wanted to feel fancy, and I kind of wanted that sense of like, show me something new. Show me something different. You know?
Educate me. That's where I was. Educate me.
Like, bring a little something to the table. And I found that, first of all, these older white men, they just down with the brown now. You know what I mean? Like, they left their first wife and they just trying to do some shit. So I was like, okay, that's wrong. But it was like, oh, you enjoy this power. Like, you want a power dynamic. Like, you're in this situation to be older and more in charge than me. You know what I mean?
Like, and less it works than me for personally. A little bit. It works for a little bit, but then it gets old and you're just like, all right, sir, what do you want? Because we've been playing this little cat and mouse game and you still haven't caught up to that. I don't care.
So wait, both of you were like into like a kind of like, I'm going to teach you about the world type person.
Well, not that I wouldn't say he has a say I'm going to teach you, but I want to know that he know about the world. You know what I mean? I want to know that you got some information.
And you should know what to do with your downstairs if you're older. I'm sorry. I'm just going to drop that one. You should know what you're doing with your downstairs if you're older. You've had so much time to figure it out. And somehow, they're still out here just as dumb, da-da-dum, dumb, dumb.
And sipping of the rosé.
To be fair, that generation was not asked to know anything about.
Oh, we ain't talking that old. We ain't talking about a whole generation old. We talking like,
hold on,
here trying to date Joe Biden.
Oh, you're not talking about dating the greatest generation? Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. No, no, they should know.
We talking like
Gen X and down should know what they're doing.
I'm talking about those that were well into their 20s in the 90s.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah, like a 40. Like a 40, like a nice put-together 40s, early 40 maybe.
Yes, a put-together being the prime statement of all of that goodness.
Now, you were saying, too, though, where you're like, this person needs to be able to look past what I do and, like, not have them little jealousy sprinkles. But do you find that, you know, obviously now that you are a public figure, you know, more public, it's like, are more people coming out the woodwork than before?
Left and right and all over. Honey, I walked into my kitchen and I said, what are you doing here? Why are you here? I'm in quarantine. How did you get in? As I scream at my phone for Instagram. Like, it is more so, and it's like, there's a lot of clout chasing, because this is the age of clout chasing, mm-hmm. where it's like, you see something shiny, and you're just like, if I obtain that, I am also shiny. Mm-hmm. No, you're not. That shine is me.
Right.
And when I go away, you are still dull.
Ooh, I felt that in my bones. Like, I felt that in my bones.
Hold on. Like, when was Glee? Like, I'm trying to think about, like, how old were you when you became a kind of public figure?
I was 18. I mean, it was the shiny new reality competition for the hot new television show on TV. Mm-hmm. I was a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 18-year-old just, like, out in these streets, hopping along.
So what was your date? I mean, what was your dating life like before that? Like, how did it change across
I
that,
was a
like,
whore.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, you had to do.
I did what I had to do because, you know, it was under the own gaze of finding out who you are,
yes.
exploring all your oats and your wilds, learning your body in high school. In high school, it's like the coming out story, the sleeping around. Sorry, Mom, you didn't need to know that. But all of these things. I mean, like, I was also, like, my dating life back then, I was a whole raging Regina George.
Really?
Like, if you crossed me, I ended your entire life.
Oh, my God. You were a mean
I'll never
girl.
Forget I was. I'll never forget the time that my ex-boyfriend, my boyfriend at the time, broke up with me to then start a relationship with my best friend at the time. And I got the entire school not to talk to them.
No! Alex, huh? How did you
What'd
get...
I do?
What did you do to get an entire student body to turn on these two people?
Whatever do you mean? I mean, I'm probably exaggerating, but I think I played the victim and the martyr for so well. Mm-hmm. It's probably my most critically acclaimed role that I've ever played. I played it so well. And I was genuinely hurt about it. Mm-hmm. Because at the time, before, like, gender norms and all that other stuff, it was just, like, a traditional gay couple. And he literally just, like, swooped to a girl. And I said, hey, well, what you mean? And looking back on it now as a 20-something-year-old, I was like, that relationship was flawed at the very beginning. Yeah. I said, we were just out here bumping purses.
Oh.
Didn't work out. But now no, it's like...
Go ahead.
No, it's gone now.
Well, I was just going to say, for the listener, Alex knows when to time a sip. Okay? That's all I wanted to say. You knew when to time a sip.
Honey, call me Beyonce with my cup.
Is it also just like, I mean, how many queer kids were in your high school?
So many. At the time, zero. But now, left and right.
But at the time, was there almost like a, like, well, who's here to date?
You know, I was very fortunate that I did outside work at my theater in my town. Not my town, but like in my neighborhood, north in the North Shore. Uh-huh. And so like I created like a name for myself of having like an amazing voice and entity that like I would travel places, go different schools and all that other stuff. And so it came. And so I wasn't really like, who is? But it was always nice like have a home base at school of like, another queer person. Mm-hmm. Because I was the only out person in my school.
Wow.
At the time. I'm trying to go through, it was a very small school.
Very small
white Catholic school. So I'm going through, I think I was the only one that was out, and now there's like, they might as well just put a pride flag outside the school because it's like you come in straight, you come out a homo. But no, it's great now, but back then it was very lonesome.
Yeah, of course. That's like why I would imagine that kind of betrayal and heartbreak, it cuts deeper, right? Like when somebody leaves you, you're like, you would have won and I found your ass. Could you stay here, please?
Could you please just stay here for me?
Yeah.
Not for you, for me. For me! Stay for me.
But I don't know. I gotta say, the ability to turn an entire school against someone.
I love it.
I was actually very easy. The Democrats really needed you.
Yeah. You should have been out here for the culture, for the cause, with this kind of power.
If I were in America right now, the way that my black ass would walk up somebody's Capitol Hill and be like, so here's the plan. Here's what's happening.
We're doing it. It's you're welcome.
It's an insurrection, sis. Figure it out.
It is, because I'm also thinking about just like, you know, for someone... And Naomi, I'm sure you have had to deal with this. For someone so talented, it is difficult to pull out whether... I don't know. When we first started dating, right, do you think there was a, like... I was dazzled by your public persona. Not public persona, but, like, your stage persona in some way.
Yeah, it does mystify. Right.
Right? And I'm sure it's difficult to, like, pull apart, like... whether someone likes you for you. I mean, there is no...
It's not that separate.
Yeah. You are who you are. And it's just like...
Right. So that's what...
Someone has to be able to like all of you.
Well, it's the all, right? That's what I'm going to say. Like,
is John Legend's all of me, honey?
It is. Because that's what
it's
I felt like.
It's all of me. It's because like, for me, it's like all of me. Because like, I'm only going to show you one so much at different stages of things. But also, I don't need you running away when it gets too tough.
Exactly.
I don't need you running away when you're just like, oh no, that's a lot. Because then you're taking what I've trusted in you away from me, and then you go away. And so it's just like, and psychologically, I'm just like, well, I can't share that in life. So then I diminish, and then I create these walls, and I'm just like, well, just love all of me, damn it, shit.
Oh God, it's so true. I think it was like, well, because it's interesting, because like it took me a while to learn it, because, you know, growing up, like, I wasn't the pretty girl, I wasn't cute, and so like when guys started to like me, I went off the rails, you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, honey, okay, all right, like, so I would lose it. But then like when people, I realized like, guys, like I learned, a guy who sees me do stand up and then afterwards wants to come at me, he ain't getting it, because it's like he thinks kind of like, he almost like, he's like, you're a funny girl. That's cool.
You're funny for a girl.
It's like cool. Like, they're like kind of into the concept of a lady comedian, but they
Oof,
like
not want the concept. Not the concept. I. But no, it's like, it's the same for me. It's like, I'm not conventionally on paper, I'm phenomenally gorgeous. with a picture, I am not the quote unquote quintessential beauty. I know that I'm stunning, revolutionary, right. Never been done before, have a gorgeous shoulder with phenomenal cheekbone and eye.
Yes.
But true. Like, it's not cookie cutter.
Right.
If you've got a cookie cutter of me, that cookie cutter must be the biggest cookie cutter. I'm thick. I'm thick. I am black. I am a feminine. I am all of these things that men in the queer community don't often see, or they're very frightened by. And so when I get the backlash of, oh my God, he's so cute, how did you get him?
Oh no.
Have you seen me? And that's the other thing that's always in the back of my mind when it comes to dating, that it's like, you have to love all of me and not just the shiny parts of me, because like, I have to deal with the, well, he's so hot, how did you get him? And that has been constantly with every man that I've dated. No. And I have always been the prettier one. Just always very lost. Oh, I'm always the prettier one. And like, they're getting all like, let me take this out. Can I hear you again? Like, I'm not gorgeous? Yes.
Oh God, that is wild. Of course, it's like, I don't know though. It's like, you know who you are, right? And so that helps at least sift through other people's shit. You, Alex, like you're like, this is who I am and it is fabulous. You're welcome. So that at least, yes, that kind of cuts a path through other people's bullshit. Like, they can't just put it on you. You know, you don't get kind of, you get entangled, but not like, well, they like don't mess with your mind.
The state fair gentleman.
Right.
Right. You knew that, like, that's whatever the Clydesdale problem, whatever was going on in that dude's head, that's his shit, right, and not on you.
Yes. But, you know, and the I'm everything. I'm fabulous. I'm the best thing since sliced bread and alcohol is all great fun and games until I'm sitting at home in my bed alone. And I know that, oh, that's just really a facade that I put on to make myself believe that I'm hot shit. And I do know how to cut through bullshit because I took AP Psych in high school. Duh.
AP Psych. That's what I was missing. That's what I was missing all these years.
Honey, I took AP Psych for a whole semester. I'm a therapist.
Oh my God. That is a perfect segue. You guys, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to be back to answer your questions with Dr. Alex Newell.
Honey!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey y'all, wanted to pop in real quick and let you know that if you like what you hear and you want to support the show, there are a couple different ways.
Most of our support comes from our wonderful Patreon community. For $5 a month, you get 2 bonus episodes of just us mostly spilling the tea,
mm-hmm,
and occasionally searching for crazy bread in Los Angeles, plus lots of other bonus content. We love our Page Pals, and we couldn't do this without you. And if you want to join, go to patreon.com/couplestherapypod.
We also have merch, which includes Gotta Miss a Bitch and Jubu t-shirts, yeah, which you can find in the link tree in our Twitter or Insta bios.
And for absolutely $0, you can rate and review the show on Apple.
5 stars, please. It'll only take 10 seconds, and it helps us tremendously. Okay, that's it. We love you deeply. Now back to the show. And we're back. Okay, Dr. Newell.
By the way, can I say, Naomi, when you said you were like, when you were off to the races, I forgot what you actually said. In my mind, you had an advent calendar, and behind each one was a new dick.
Wow. Wow.
When you said you were off to the races, that's what I imagined in my head, was you were just like, today's a new day in the advent calendar.
Look, it wasn't every day, but I availed myself of a very vibrant city, New York,
You know, I love it, honey. I have been in so many entanglements in New York City. It's wonderful. It is wonderful.
It's a great
My goodness. I'll never forget that I checked into. Nope, different story for a different day.
Tell it. No, tell it.
No, I can't do that. That's incriminating.
Oh, God. I understand
it's
you don't.
Incriminate.
You can't have
it. I mean, I've living in New York, that is probably the number one reason why I moved to New York City. Because living in L.A. and being a chunky monkey, they weren't seeing me.
Yeah.
I also wasn't Aryan, so I couldn't be seen regardless. Right. So I moved to New York, and I was just like an advent calendar full of dick. Yep. I was just like, oh, my God. Oh, stop it. Leave me alone. Stop it.
Oh, I love New York. It's really good. It's a good place. Okay, you got the first question.
All right. We get questions from DMs on Twitter, DMs on Instagram, Gmails. We get voicemails. This first one comes to us from Instagram by Maya, I believe.
Okay. What's Maya saying?
I think they said I could use their name.
Look.
This was a fun one. This is a little messy, if I remember correctly.
Ooh, I love it when it's messy.
My now ex-boyfriend and I have been together for over a year.
Okay.
There were small red flags, but I chalked it up to his fear of commitment and being burned in the past. Anyways, the past 8 weeks, he said he was positive with COVID and really sick. Naturally, I've been checking on him and telling him how much I love him, etc. Then I find out from a DM on Instagram that he's been flying to Vegas to cheat on me with some ugly girl.
Maya.
Maya. Maya and Miguela. What are you doing, sis?
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Like he couldn't even pick someone hot? 2 question marks after that. Come on. Anyway, that was literally last night, and he ignored all my messages and calls, texted me, quote, "I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore, I can't see you," and went ghost.
What?
It took everything in my being not to show up to his apartment. He's 34 and still lives with his mom.
Well,
Maya's airing every...
She is mad.
And it took everything in my being not to show up to his apartment and cause a scene. I didn't, and I'm trying to move on. My question is, how do you begin to date when you feel like you keep picking people who are bad for you / end up hurting you in the end? This isn't the first time I've been cheated on, and I'm only 22. I'm about to swear off love and never date again, to be honest. Please, any advice you have is much appreciated. Love the show. Been listening for a year. I hope to find a love like yours one day.
Oh, Maya, girl.
That is so sweet. Maya, you are dumb. Just dumb.
Why, Alex?
She's 22. She's still wet behind the ears. She don't know nothing yet.
Right. 22.
Right. With a 34-year-old. With a 34-year-old. We were talking about older men.
Couldn't be me. Not that old. Not at 22.
Yeah.
At 22, I was just like, oh, 28 looks great.
But I get it. I was also, I was very dumb up until...
34.
I was going to say first couple years of us dating.
Yeah. I'll put you at like 33, 34. When did I get you into therapy? 2013? Then
yeah.
Come on, somebody.
I don't know why, but in the when I was showering today, I was getting ready, and I like had this like weird shame flashback to
shame.
Like, yeah, some hookup at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, ah, and I'm like, wow, that was 10 years ago.
Right.
So I'm like, I feel the when you said very dumb, I'm like, yep, I get it. I get the yeah. like.
I mean, yeah. I at 22, I was making out with homeless people to get into bars because I was blackout.
Oh God.
Interesting.
Okay, girl.
Yeah,
okay.
That's how I know what a 22-year-old, what goes to a 22. But, you know, the red flags were always there for Miss Maya. He's 34,
yep.
2,
34.
Still living at home with his mama.
Exactly. Exactly.
In the middle of a panty?
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
That's the crazy part. If you live at, to me, if you live at home with a parent, you're doing it because you're, economically forced to.
Right.
I love my parents. I don't ever want to live with them ever again.
Right.
No. And only if I am at the bottom.
Yeah.
Only if Rock. I am, only if my life has tanked.
Right.
Am I going to move back?
Well, right.
With them.
You only move there if something's gone wrong, meaning for you or for them. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going back just to hang.
Willingly.
Exactly.
I'm not going back willingly.
Exactly. And so, you know, when you're like, this isn't the first time I've been cheated on, you know, kind of going back again, like, somebody cheating is not about you. It's on them.
Yeah.
So don't think, what do I do to make them not cheat? Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
No, you can't do anything to make them not cheat. I mean, back to State Fair Boy, constantly cheating that I found out after.
Oh.
But my instinct said that there's nothing that I can do to fix this. Mm-hmm. It's problems for him. Little did I know that he was out here just gallivanting and stuff. You can't fix cheating.
Right.
A cheater, a tiger can't change his stripes.
Exactly. A tiger king is going to be a tiger king, which is psychotic.
And Carol Baskin is still going to come out on top. But, I mean, the advice for Miss Maya for me is just change your whole mindset about men and what you want out of them.
What do you think it should, when you say what you want out of them, what are you thinking that should
be? Well, when you're 22, you only have one idea. You have these ideologies and these dreams of a marriage and having kids and getting dick down in the bathroom of a bar and all of these things. Change that perspective completely and really hone in on what a man means to you.
Mm-hmm. Right. What do you need from another person? I think that's very true, actually, because I felt like when you and I met, I was no longer even into dating. I was really kind of at this point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to take care of me. And I don't even know if anybody is out here smart enough to kind of roll. Who would handle all of you, right? Because I definitely.
Yeah.
So I was kind of forget it and just kind of taking care. But it's there's nothing better, honey. I'm telling you, men can smell it when you're free. When you no longer give a fuck, they can smell it. They can sense
it. They can also smell it when you're in a relationship.
You're off the market. Exactly. When you're not accessible. When you're not accessible.
When you're not convenient is what I like to say.
Mm.
When you're not 7-Eleven, where you can have it your way at Burger King.
Yeah. I'm oh God, going to Vegas, hooking up with other people in a pandemic. But then he lied and said he got COVID. You know what? That's karma. He going to actually get COVID. I'm going to tell you.
I think he's
going to Vegas.
No. In his defense, I think he actually does have COVID. He just don't care.
Okay. I didn't know he was saying I have COVID as a lie, but was secretly going to Vegas.
That's what I thought, but probably that kind of person had.
He's had it. I'm going to do my thing.
He's had it.
Has it three times.
Yes. Right.
Got over it. The antibodies were in there and they're just fuck out of it. I'm done. The antibodies.
I can't fight this hard. I can't fight this hard.
Right. It's I don't want your body that bad.
Yeah.
Your body shut down.
I'm sorry. My brain's stuck on getting hooking up in a bathroom and a bar bathroom.
To be young.
I've never
to be free.
That I never
fun.
Did. Is it?
You know,
just a little something. Just a little something.
I mean, it happens sometimes. For me personally, it's happened a few times. I am America's sweetheart, but at the end of the day, I have also been carefree and 22,
sure.
23. 28.
Is it the like, what, like, what's erotic about it? Is it the illicitness? Like, ooh, the, like,
no, it's about, like, you got, you're here and I'm here. It's right now.
You're here, I'm here. Let's just do this real quick and let's move on.
Yeah, it's like, you live in Queens, I live in Harlem. I don't want to go to your house.
You live in the Brooklyn and I live in the Harlem. We are in the Midtown. Let's figure this out now because I'm not going to yours.
I see. All right. Okay. This makes sense.
That's a train ride where I can actually see you in light and exactly. I don't want to.
And you have to like make conversation the whole time. It's like too much. It's too much.
It could not be me.
Oh, what's our next cue, Andy? All right.
Well, this next one is a voicemail.
I love a voicemail.
Love a voicemail. You get to hear how the person...
The desperation.
Exactly. You hear where they're at. You hear where they're at when they ask the question.
Hello. I love the show. It would be so badass to get your advice, and a girl needs help. I have seeked family and friend advice, but it's such a mixed bag. I need some more help. I'm 29. I'm a mother to a six-year-old. Her dad is not in the picture. I'm in a relationship with a 46-year-old man. We've been together for about 7 months now. He has two children. They're older, like 22 and 25. He was with a woman for 4 years. He has like an infinity symbol like on the ring finger from when he was with her. They ended it about 6 years ago, but they still hung out before we got together, so they're still friends. When they broke up, she offered to still help him with, like, the children. And at the time, they were, like, 17 and 20. But since their biological mother wasn't around, she's, like, a stepmom. Like, she helps him, like, I don't know, if, like, they need gas money or things like that. He will message her if he's having any trouble with, like, his younger son. He says he goes to her because he knows him better and would understand the situation better. He does still talk to me about stuff with his son, but he still messages her as well. They also have like a cell phone plan together. He uses her like Prime Video account, and he still has like a family picture of him and his kids with her. So, and then of course, after like some Facebook stalking, I saw that she left like a birthday post stating that she loves him. Maybe I'm grasping at straws. I'm known to be like 100% in my head and my feelings, and it is in his character to be slow with unnecessary tasks. I'm also like his first girlfriend since her, and he is just a man, so there is that working against him as well. He's a good boyfriend. I love him, and I believe he really loves me too. But I just can't help but feel like there are two women in his life, and I don't like that. I don't want to tell him the full-on ended. That sounds crazy, because they've known each other for, like, 10 years. I did ask him to eventually, like, you know, create a plan of, like, switching his cell phone plan and eventually getting that tattoo covered. I just let him know that that would be, like, mean a lot to me if he did that, like, on his own at some point in the near future. But we're only 7 months in, so it's, like, it's a little early to be, like, rearranging someone's life. So how do I handle it? Send some help. Thanks in advance.
Wow. Huh.
There was a lot here.
There was almost too much. It was almost too much. Just like it was on the it was on the precipice of being too much. I said 251. You got issues. 251. To 251. You really, this is 7 months in and you have 2 minutes and 51 seconds to talk about this in.
Oof. Okay. All I know is that like my, in therapy, I've been taught to pay attention to my emotional response in the moment.
Yes.
And I know that for most of that, I was like gritted teeth sucking air through.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, okay, Alex, have you ever had a case of the ex? Have you ever had somebody who was still entangled with their previous lover?
One of my ex's ex was their manager.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez.
And then that same ex, his other ex was his stylist.
Oh, jeez. Okay, why is he just trying to date somebody he giving 10%? What is going on?
Maybe he's trying to get out of giving that 10%.
I still don't understand. And if you're listening, I know you won't, but like, you fucked up. You did this to yourself. While I was sitting there, it's a touchy subject for, not for me, but like, that, listen to that whole thing, my initial reaction was just like, help for number one, but also I know that the biological mother is not in the picture, which we learned later in it,
right.
So we can take her directly out of the equation. His kids have only seen this woman as their quote-unquote mother,
mm-hmm.
And so during their relationship, and she's been there for his children, and she's been there for her, and they were cultivating their own family at the same time, and then it kind of absolved and went away. You can't just be like, oh, well, she's out of the picture, great, throw her out. No, because she's always going to be around, because as far as you're concerned, these kids see that woman as their mother.
Right. If the kids are attached to her, she's not going anywhere, and she shouldn't have to if they're attached to her.
She shouldn't.
Yeah, like, but I will say, like, because again, she said only, because I didn't hear it till the end. I didn't know if she said it in the beginning, but only 7 months together.
Yes, she said at the end.
You say that for the end, and I'm mad. You should have put that up top.
At the beginning. Let me know how long it's been.
Exactly. How invested I should be. And I think 7 months is too, I think you said it yourself. You were like, it's early days to be telling someone to rearrange their life.
Early days to sell somebody to cover up a tattoo. You've been together for 7 months. You couldn't even have a baby in that time. And if you did, it'd be a preemie. So you know it's premature. You cannot sit here and be like, hey, son, I'm going to need you to cover up that Omega tattoo real quick. Just run me some ink real quick and cover that up, because I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I just don't want to see it.
Right. I don't know how long I'm going to be here, but I just
what
don't like it.
What are some tattoos that are okay to tell someone to cover up within like 3 dates? I'm thinking if someone has a Looney Tunes, like a like if someone has
a Tweety Bird
on their back, or
a photo of their mother. Cover that up.
Acceptable. Yes.
She's looking at me. She is looking at me.
Yeah. What about like lower back photo of the mom? I think
gross.
That's...
gross.
Okay. First off, why is it on the lower
back?
I didn't do it. I'm saying this person.
No, that's not
this
a
made up person.
That's not a tramp stamp. That's a tramp envelope. Full on mom's entire face. But
help, police, help.
But like, I was like, literally, I'm like, okay, so they were together for 4 years.
Also, where it's like a older
another
dude.
Older dude, a 29 year old woman with a 46 year old dude, which. It's like, okay, that's the other thing too. When you date older, expect them to have a history. That's that's it.
A history, a whole anthology behind them.
Yes. You cannot be with somebody damn near 20 years older than you and be mad that like there's another woman in pictures with the kids. Like, that's
it. The thing is, there was always going to be another woman in the picture. Mm-hmm. He has two children who are of teen ages. That person, the other woman, whether it's the biological mother, the ex-wife, any person, woman that is connected to those children, right, will always be in this man's life.
Mm-hmm.
That even comes down to like aunties and sisters and like all of that. Like, yeah, it attributes to that. And at the end of the day, when you come into a relationship, you always have to be aware there's always going to be somebody else that you're not going to like mesh with completely. Yeah. Every one of my partner's mothers.
No. Wait,
they don't ever like me.
Really?
Wait. They don't ever like me.
Because they know because they can sense that you're like an alpha. Like they can sense that you're like,
I am not an alpha. I'm an alpha and omega. See?
That's funny.
Honey,
that's
the beginning of the end.
Literally, you got Alex is applying a light blush right now, okay? Just
honey,
a light.
Honey, the alpha matte and omega, the middle and the end, honey, all of the things. But no, it's like there's always going to be someone that you're going to butt heads with.
Yeah.
But 7 months in, you shouldn't have any questions yet. You just learned the syllabus.
Right.
You just got that. Your course load. Yes. What are you doing?
Yes.
Wait, have you ever dated a guy with kids?
Not that I knew of.
I haven't.
No, I can't even say what is why I'm like very passionate about this, because it's a plot point on the show. But like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, especially, well, because she's also saying she is a 6-year-old. So she's got her own kid to, she's like dealing with anyway. But it's like.
So is he upset about the baby daddy?
Well, exactly. Exactly. But she says.
Have that conversation.
But then she says, she's like, he's not in the picture. And so it's like, meaning like he's gone, right? So I think that that's the thing. But it's like, you can't be jealous yet. You could say, I think you should get your own Amazon Prime because I don't want her to know what I'm watching. But other than that.
I mean, in her defense, I will say, yes, baby, make him get his own cell phone plan.
Yes.
Yes, do that. Yes. Do that. Change those lines up. Let's do that first.
Yeah.
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 But can I throw this out there? The one detail that did, like, where I was like, huh, was the ex leaving that birthday post or whatever that said, I love you on it. I thought that was a little, I don't know. I don't know what, like, the answer is, but that, like, to
well,
me, like, when you see stuff like that.
She's out here playing reindeer games. Let her play her reindeer games. Let her do that. We have all been there in desperation in moments where we just, like, let me just drop this hint real quick to let you know I'm thinking about you.
All right. That's
I mean, well, because that's the thing. We don't know the circumstances under which he and her broke up, right? Because you can sometimes, I mean, I don't know it. But sometimes you can break up with somebody and not have hard feelings. I don't know that personally. But maybe
who is that person?
Maybe him and this woman, right? Him and the woman who, like, helped raise his kids. Like, they can still love each other, baby. You know what I mean? Like, I love you, I can't, but, like, not that way. Like, but
baby,
not that
I don't
way.
Know that person. It's not me. I'll come up with reasons to hate you.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
I will actively come up with reasons to be like, I don't like you because of this entire Santa list.
Oh my God, it's true.
Okay, so we're saying take it easy for now.
Take it easy.
You're right about the cell phone plan.
Yeah. I say you're right about Amazon Prime. But I think you got to get used to her and seeing her in some pictures around the house and leave the tattoo. At least it's not the woman's name, like, in a heart. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, a little symbol something. So it's fine.
I feel bad. I always feel bad for the people that come after me in a relationship. I feel so bad for them because it's not even a shoe they have to fill. They have to fill an empty space in this person's life. Because, I mean, look at me and then look at them and look at them and look at me and look at you.
Right.
Honey, you don't fit. I've made a space. I created a space. I've done all the extra work, honey. And you're just like out here. It's like throwing a hot dog through a hallway. What are you doing?
The existential version.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. We got one more voicemail.
This is only a minute, Alex. So it's not going to be. It might be the same
Saints.
Emotional journey.
She gave me a soliloquy.
It was real. It was a monologue for NYU MFA. Go ahead.
Here we go.
Hi, Naomi and Andy and guest. My name is Lucy, and my advice conundrum is this. There's a guy in my friend group who I've been peripherally friends with for a while, but we recently started hanging out more and talking more. I strongly suspect that he is romantically interested in me, but I'm not super physically attracted to him, and I don't know what the right thing to do is. He's an awesome person, we get along great, and I really respect him, so I don't want to lead him on. But several of my friends have told me that I should give him a chance because he's great and attraction can grow over time. I don't know how I feel about that because I've had experiences in the past where I felt like I was convincing myself that I liked someone and it's just unpleasant. I know you're famously sex negative and sex neutral, but my question is, how important is physical attraction really? Should I give this guy more of a chance or would that just be cruel? I've also been lonely and attention starved because of the pandemic, and I really don't want to hurt someone for that selfish reason. So anyway, thanks for any help you can provide. I look forward to the show every week. You guys rock. Bye.
Bye.
That's so sweet.
She seems very sweet. I absolutely believe, like, you don't like him.
You don't like him at all.
You don't.
You couldn't possibly like this man because you were talking to other people about not liking this man and asking for advice on, should I tell this man that I do not like him? Sis, what are you doing? You know that you don't like him. Move on.
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, because it's like, can attraction grow over time? I mean, I've never seen it happen in real life.
It's called Stockholm Syndrome. Move on.
Stockholm.
You're in the same friend group.
Stockholm syndrome, Andy just said. He crazy.
That's me.
But no, I'm like, you're not into him. You know, be direct, or rather, like, don't lead him on. You know, like, if he hasn't said anything, but you just feel like, oh, he's trying to get close, you could just be like, no, thank you. Like, give him, like, the clear sign that you're not into it. But
yeah. But she asks, how important is physical attraction? It's important. I mean,
I mean, if you want to have sex, I think that it's very important.
Right.
Or just be in the same room with a person. You have to, like, be able to look at them and like, feel something. Like, I don't know.
No, you don't. You actually don't. As an actor, you don't.
I see.
You can pretend a lot of things, and you can fool yourself.
Sure.
You can fool yourself to feeling those things, but you don't actually have to feel those things.
Right. I meant, though, if you actually want a fulfilling relationship, you should.
But you're talking about real life. Yeah. You're talking about real life. I'm talking about fake life. I'm sorry.
But, like, I think you want... People want to have this kind of, like, version of relationships where they're like, well, I'm in love with their soul or something like that, right? Where it's just like, I love the essence of the person. It's like, well, no, you have to like the person. You can't like some, like, made-up spiritual entity in your head of who they are. You have to be attracted to their molecules.
If you want a physical relationship, and if you even just want to kiss, like, I couldn't even like kiss somebody on the mouth if I didn't think they were cute. You know what I mean? Like, let alone like going all the way. Like, I couldn't do any of it. So it's like, if you are someone who likes physical contact and wants it, yeah, you gotta like them. You gotta like they
just a little bit,
just something. It's like you're
just
not
like a little tiny bit.
But also I know that feeling of like, honey, you in a pandemic, you haven't been touched, and you're like, should I try? You know, like she's like maybe like. It's like, I am starved for attention, but it's like, nope, don't
do it. Yes, you can be starved. Be hungry for attention. Find it elsewhere.
Yes.
Find it elsewhere. I mean, you obviously are cute. You got this man following behind you, sniffing your tail. So go find it elsewhere. But don't listen to your friends, because your friends look like they're leading you astray.
Yeah, they seem like they're more invested in the drama of this than they are in your well-being.
Or
they seem more invested in him than you.
Trying to get right. Trying to be like, but you can like him maybe. Right.
Maybe
right.
In 10
you can
years.
Like him?
Yeah.
And like, normally I'm the first person to be like, you know what? What does his 401k look like?
I mean,
what's his pension?
What's his pension?
Yeah, what are his investments in? That's
right,
what you
right, right, right.
Like, what is he? What are his goals?
But no.
But
no.
Like, well... You want to give someone a chance, but if you're not attracted to them at a baseline,
it's true.
There's no, I don't know what you think is going to happen.
Yeah, no. You know the answer to this.
It's
you're
not
being
the
silly.
End all.
She knows.
Physical
she knows.
Attraction isn't the end all be all.
No, it's not the end all be all, but it is an important fucking layer of the foundation.
I'm pretty sure that it's like the roots of a good foundation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you need it. It'll get you through the dark times. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, with somebody...
It would have gotten you through the pandemic.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Like, Naomi.
What?
When you first saw me, you were just like, oh, he's cute.
His face is cute. I was like, he's cute. I was like, he's fun. But then...
The spark of creation.
A little... Exactly. There's like a little something where I was like, okay. Because, you know, I like a sweet face. I like a sweet face, a man who looks like he could never hit me. You know what I mean? Like, I like that energy. So, that's what you were giving me, so this is good. But
not a man who could never hit me.
I just want that.
Oh, my God. That got me.
I just needed it. So, I was like, yeah, but, like, absolutely. But then, of course, yes, as we got to know each other, like, obviously it grows, but it couldn't have grown from zero.
Right.
Yeah.
There has to be a yes.
I love that. I'm the complete opposite. I look for a man that looks like he could hit me.
Alex, no! Don't get him rough and tumble.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm kidding. Oh, I may look demure, but honey, I whoop some tail.
I believe.
though she be little, she be fierce. Shakespeare.
Bringing us a Shakespearean moment to close out the show. Oh, my God. Alex,
Alex.
This was so wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time, girl.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun. The sun finally went down. I'm in my element, about to open another bottle of wine, and this was a great Friday night for me.
Oh my God, it was a great Friday night for us too. Can't wait to watch you on the next episode, because you are literally, I'm like, you are what makes the playlist extraordinary. Okay? That is it for me. So thank you.
I adore you. I adore you both.
Oh. And we'll see y'all
next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.